Welcome to Zikhu Daf Simani, member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zekhus Baba Kama, Daf Chav Dalet. The second pair, Ketz and Arekel. So the three topics we're going to focus on are when Remir explains why he holds Amud can be established from three incidents of damage in a single day. Richek Nigi Khosav Chayv, if its space is goring over multiple days, its owner is Chayv for full damages. Kerov Nigi Khosav Lokoshikain, then if it gored three times close together on one day, is it not certain he should pay full damages? The Gemara objects that the law of a Zava disproves the logic of the Kaf HaKomer, because if the woman experienced three discharges on separate days, she becomes a full Zava. But if they were on a single day, she does not become a full Zava. The Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Mazostia tumaso bezavo, this shall be his tuma when he discharges, teaching Tal Kasav as Hazava Rius. The Torah made the male Zav dependent on discharges, even three on one day. Vesa Zava biyamim, and the female Zava on days. The Gemara further analyzes the drasha. Pointing to the Gemara asks, Shoshi yamim de katani, are the 3 days the Yehuda mentions, Le'yude Sora or Le'yude Gavra, in order to make the ox a mood or to make the owner a mood? Are the 3 incidents to establish the animal's tendency to gore or to warn the owner multiple times before paying in full? A nafka mina is where 3 sets of witnesses testified on a single day about the animal damaging on 3 separate days. A brisa is quoted which teaches that if 3 sets of witnesses testify about 3 incidents of the animal damaging, harikan shosh edios, there are 3 testimonies, and if one is discredited, the others still stand. Vehne edus achas o hazama, but are 1 testimony regarding the hazama penalty. Since all 3 sets were needed to establish the mu'ud, an individual pair found to be zomim would not pay for the additional half damages the owner was required to pay for the 3rd incident as a supposed mu'ud, because zomim only pay when all relevant witnesses are found zomim. If all 3 sets are found zomim, they would jointly pay the additional half damages. The Gemara asks, if the 3 days are needed to establish the owner a mu'ud, and perforce the witnesses came on separate days, the first pair can claim they did not know the other witnesses would testify to further incidents in the coming days, and did not intend to make the owner pay full damages. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks, Hamashasa kalbo shel chavero b'chavero mahu, one who incites someone's dog against another person, what is the halacha? The insider is definitely exempt because he caused the damage indirectly, but is the dog owner's liable? Can he say, Anamaya vidnale, what did I do to the victim since the dog's attack was instigated by another person? Or do we say to him, since you know your dog is susceptible to being incited, you should not have retained it? 2 proofs are offered and deflected. Rava comments that even if the dog's owner is liable in the above case, shiso huba atzmo pater, if one incited it against himself, the owner is exempt. This is because of the principle kol hamishana, anyone who acts irregularly, ubakher v'shinabo patre, and someone else comes and acts irregularly against him, the second party is exempt. Still, Rava disagrees with Reish Lakish, who applied this principle when an animal is squatting in Rishus of Rabim and another animal kicked it, because Rava holds we say, for what do you have a right? To walk on me. But to kick me, you have no right. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, Reb Meir explains why he holds amud can be established from the 3 incidents of damage in a single day. Richek Nigi Khosav Chayv, if its space is goring over multiple days, its owner is Chayv for full damages. Kerov Nigi Khosav Lokoshikain, then if it gored 3 times close together on one day, is it not certain he should pay full damages? The Gemara objects that the law of a Zava disproves the logic of the Kaf HaKomer, because if the woman experienced 3 discharges on separate days, she becomes a full Zava. But if they were on a single day, she does not become a full Zava. The Gemara answers, the Pasuk says, Mazostia tumaso bezavo, this shall be his tuma when he discharges, teaching Tal Kasav as Hazav Rius. The Torah made the male Zav dependent on discharges, even 3 on 1 day, Vesa Zava biyamim, and the female Zava on days. The Gemara further analyzes the drasha. Pointing to the Gemara asks, Shoshi yamim de katani, are the 3 days the Yehuda mentions, Le'yude Sora or Le'yude Gavra, in order to make the ox a mood or to make the owner a mood? Are the 3 incidents to establish the animal's tendency to gore or to warn the owner multiple times before paying in full? A nafka mina is where 3 sets of witnesses testified on a single day about the animal damaging on 3 separate days. A brisa is quoted which teaches that if 3 sets of witnesses testify about 3 incidents of the animal damaging, harikan shosh edios, there are 3 testimonies, and if one is discredited, the others still stand. Vehne edus achas o hazama, but are 1 testimony regarding the hazama penalty. Since all 3 sets were needed to establish the mu'ud, an individual pair found to be zomim would not pay for the additional half damages the owner was required to pay for the 3rd incident as a supposed mu'ud, because zomim only pay when all relevant witnesses are found zomim. If all three sets are found zomim, they would jointly pay the additional half damages. The Gemara asks, if the 3 days are needed to establish the owner of Mu'ud, and perforce the witnesses came on separate days, the first bearer can claim they did not know the other witnesses would testify to further incidents in the coming days, and did not intend to make the owner pay full damages. And pointing with you, the Gemara asks, Hamashasa kalbo shel chavero b'chavero mahu, one who incites someone's dog against another person, what is the halacha? The insider is definitely exempt because he caused the damage indirectly, but is the dog owner's liable? Can he say, Anamaya vidnale, what did I do to the victim since the dog's attack was instigated by another person? Or do we say to him, since you know your dog is susceptible to being incited, you should not have retained it? Two proofs are offered and deflected. Rava comments that even if the dog's owner is liable in the above case, shiso huba atzmo pater, if one incited it against himself, the owner is exempt. This is because of the principle kol hamishana, anyone who acts irregularly, ubalker v'shinabo patre, and someone else comes and acts irregularly against him, the second party is exempt. Still, Rava disagrees with Reish Lakish, who applied this principle when an animal is squatting in Rishus of Rabim and another animal kicked it, because Rava holds we say, for what do you have a right? To walk on me. But to kick me, you have no right. All right, so now we go to Simon Dab Chavdal, and our standard Simon is a pitcher. A cud, a pitcher. So here goes. The pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Liude Sora and not Liude Gavra, because he was found inciting someone's dog against another. Once again, in slow motion. The pitcher maker, pitcher, that must be warned off Chavdalad, cud. The pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, which reminds us, Rameir explains why he holds a mood can be established from three incidents of damage in a single day. If it spaces goring over multiple days, its owner is liable for full damages. Then if it gored three times close together on one day, is it not certain he should pay full damages? So the pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Liude Sora and not Liude Gavra, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Shloshi Yamin de Katanio, the 3 days, the Rabbi Yehuda mentions Liude Sora or Liude Gavra in order to make the ox a mu'ud or to make the owner a mu'ud? Are the three incidents to establish an animal's tendency to gore or to warn the owner multiple times before paying in full? Enough kaminas where three sets of witnesses testified on a single day about the animal damaging on three separate days. So, the pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove from the attacks that Liude Sora and not Liude Gavra, because he was found inciting someone's dog against another. Which reminds us, Gemara asks, Mishasa kalbo shel chavero b'chavero mahu, one who incites someone's dog against another person, what is the halacha? The insider is definitely exempt because he caused the damage indirectly, but is a dog's owner liable? Can he say, what did I do to the victim since the dog's attack was instigated by another person? Or do we say to him, since you know that your dog is susceptible to being incited, you should not have retained it? So once again, the pitcher maker, who was furious when the fierce bull attacked his three pitchers once on the same day, was unsuccessful in trying to prove in the attacks that Liude Sora and not Liude Gavra, because he was found inciting someone's dog against another. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabak Chazara. Daf Chaf. So this one, Daf Chaf, is a cafe. So here goes. The two people arguing in the Shane Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chaf. The two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid according to Deme Amir or Deme Saorin Bezol, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that for Shane damages in Rishus of Rabim, one pays for Hana, the animal derived. Amarim dispute the amount paid. Rabba says Deme Amir, he only pays the value of the straw for the amount eaten, even if the animal ate relatively expensive barley, because the owner can say he would have fed the animal straw and only benefited that amount. Rava says to Mesa Orin Bazol, he pays the value of barley when it's inexpensive. So the two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid according to Deme Amir or Deme Saorin Bazol woke up a guy next door in the cafe's courtyard who had been sleeping there without the owner's knowledge, which reminds us, Rav Chisra related to Rami Bar Chama a discussion which he had missed. Hadar b'chatzur chaver shel madaito, if one lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge, does he have to pay him rent or not? The Gemara clarifies the case with a yard which is not for rent, but a person who usually rents. It's therefore a case of zenanev as olachaser. This one benefits, and this other one does not lose. Can the one living there say, what loss have I caused you by staying there, since he doesn't rent it out anyway? Or can the owner say to him, you have benefited staying in my yard, since he would have had to rent another residence? So the two people arguing in the Shane Cafe whether Hana is paid, according to Deme Amir or Deme Soorin Bazol, woke up a guy next door in the cafe's courtyard who had been sleeping there without the owner's knowledge, who was informed by a waiter that the stone he had been sleeping under was Hekdesh, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that if one takes a stone or a beam from Hekdesh and builds it into his house, he doesn't commit Mi'ilah until he dwells under it a pruta's worth of dwelling. Dav Chafalv, so the Simur Dav Chafalv is a car because Bastoni is pronounced car, ka. So here goes. The terrified demon who drove off in his sports car, ka. That must be more Dav Chafalv. The terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, which reminds us Rav Sechora said in the name of Rav Huna, quoting Rav, that one who lives in his friend's yard without his knowledge does not have to pay rent because of the pasuk which says, Ushiyah yukas shar, and through desolation the gate is broken, meaning an uninhabited house is destroyed by demons. The one residing there thus has benefited the owner by inhabiting it, keeping away these demons. So the terrified demon who drove off in his sports car when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Yutes Amud Beis taught that if an animal ate from the sides of the street, it is liable and not considered damage in Rishus Rabim. Rav says, Ubimachazeris, this is even where it turns its head to reach the food on the side of the street. For although an animal may be brought to Rishus Rabim, the damage took place where people commonly leave produce, since animals do not usually turn their heads there. Shmuel says, Afil machazeris nami pater, even where it turns its head to reach the produce, he's exempt from pain because it's considered ordinary shame in Rishus Rabim. So the terrified demon who drove off in a sports car, when he realized the house was in fact inhabited by an unknown resident, passed by the cow turning its head to the side of the street to eat food, as the dog jumping off the roof onto pots and pans, watched him go by, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, a kelp gadish kafs merosh agag, if a dog or kid jumped from the top of a roof, Mishavru Sakalim, and broke utensils when landing, Mishalm Nezek Shalm, the owner pays full damages, Mifneshen Mu'adim, because they are moved to jump, and it's a told of regal. The Gemara infers that he only pays if they jump from the roof, Hanaflu Pater, but if they had fallen from the roof and broken the Kalim, he would be exempt, because this was not expected. Dav Chav Beis, so the Simur Dav Chav Beis is a cab, so here goes. The cab driver, that must be more Dav Chav Beis, cab. The cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether Isho Mishum Chitzav, fire is considered one's arrows, meaning one's force, or if Isho Mishum Mimono, fire is considered one's property. So, the cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, as he tried to save an Eved standing next to a goat, tied up to a heap of grain, on fire, which reminds us, one who sets fire to a heap of grain, and there's a goat bound to it and a slave near it, and they were all burned, the person must pay for the grain and goat, for although the slave died from the fire, and one cannot be liable for murder and monetary damages from the same act, he's not responsible for the slave's death, who could have run away. If the slave was bound and the goat was not, he's exempt from payment because he's responsible for killing the slave, which carries the death penalty. So the cab driver racing through flying arrows of fire, as he tried to save an Eved standing next to a goat, tied up to a heap of grain, on fire, notice an adult nearby who just handed a coal and a flame to a cherish, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Mishnah, Shleich is be'ir b'yad cherish shot v'kad, one who sets a fire through a deaf mute, an insane person or a minor, meaning he handed them a fire and a damage, is exempt from paying midine adam in the laws of man, meaning Beis Din does not force him to pay, but is chai midine shemaim, he's morally obligated to pay. The Gemara will distinguish a case with coal versus a case with a flame. Daf Chav Gimel, so the Simur Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. When the fire-loving Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chav Gimel. When the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan holds that besides fire being considered one's koach, his force, he also holds one is responsible for it as his mammon, his property. So when the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chaf Alf Amud Beis taught that a dog which ate someone's biscuit, its owner is responsible. The Gemara explains that it was eaten on the damaged party's property, thus qualifying as ubir b'stei acher, and it consumes in the field of another. The Gemara says that this resolves the following inquiry, that pi par kachatzah nizik dami or kachatzah mazik dami. Is the mouth of a cow inside the damaged party's property considered the damaged party's yard, so the owner is liable, or the damager's yard and the owner is not responsible? This mission proves it's considered the damaged party's yard, because if it's considered the dog owner's yard, he could say, "What's your bread doing in my dog's mouth?" So when the fire-loving Kugelach champ tried playing Kugelach while holding a fiery arrow with a fiery coin on its point, his pieces went flying and hit the mouth of a cow eating grass off a Nizak's property, which had been three people on three different days, which reminds Gemara brings Malchokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir regarding what makes an animal muad and how does it revert to being a tam. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the one Rabbi Yochanan holds that one is chai for Eish as one's koach and mamon? That's on Dav Chav Gimel. Good. Number two, which Dav do we discuss if one is chai for giving a cherish coal or fire, which then damages? That's on Dav Chabez. Good. Number three, which of the when Rabbi Meir's Kav Chomer on why an animal should become a muad if it damages three times on the same day? That's on Dav Chav Dalet. Good. Number four, which of the when the one who built Hekdesh into his house is only mal once he sleeps under it, the value of a Shalva Pruta? That's on Dav Chav. Good. Number five, which stuff with the question whether the 3 days Rabbi Yehuda mentions is L'yidei Sora or L'yidei Gavra in order to make the ox a mood or to make the owner a mood? That's on Dav Chav Dalet. Good. Number six, which stuff through the case of one setting a heap of grain on fire that killed a goat that was tied to it as well as an eved that was nearby? That's on Dav Chabez. Good. Number seven, which stuff through the question if the mouth of a cow is considered Rishus HaNizak, Rishus HaMazik? That's on Dav Chav Gemel. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we machuz Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Isho Mishum Chitzav or Mamono, whether fire is one's arrows, meaning his force, or it's considered his property? That's on Dav Chabez. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we machuz regarding how to evaluate Hana? Is it Demei Amir or Demei Seorim Bezol? That's on Dav Chav. Good. And number 10, which stuff do we discuss what the halacha is when someone incites someone else's dog against another? That's on Dav Chav Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.